He's going to take it himself for a championship!
Oh, a double play wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McCutcheon touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Butler County and Carn City High School. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents the opening round of the 2A Boys PIAA Basketball Playoffs as the host Gremlins welcome the Fort Cherry Rangers. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely alongside, plus our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant, our floor director, Brett Gambito on camera, G-Wiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. After a 6-4 start, Fort Cherry's gone 14-2, advancing to the WPIL semifinals before falling to eventual champion Aliquippa. Career steals and assists leader Derek Arrett, recently named the section most valuable player. Shane Cornelli tabbed as a first-team all-section player, due in part to his 16 points a game average. Carn City is 20-7, but saw its 9-game win streak snapped in a 76-58 loss in the District 9 championship game to Red Bank Valley. The Gremlins have four players averaging in double figures in scoring, led by Tate Bailey's 14.5 a game. Jacob Callahan, Shane Peters, and Luke Kramer each score 11 or more each time out. Today's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers like Tom Drakely get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by the law firm of Gordon and Reese. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. We'll take a look at other playoff games involving WPIL teams, both boys and girls, when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Carn City, a few moments away from opening tip. The game officials have met with both coaches and administrators from both schools, including Josh Williams, the athletic director here at Carn City, and a big vote of thanks from our entire crew to Josh Williams. We've really been blessed the last couple of nights with the outstanding support at gyms that we'd never been to before, including today here at Carn City, and our thanks to Josh Williams. Tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, not tomorrow, this is not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, a pancake breakfast at Fort Cherry High School cafeteria starting at 9 a.m. It'll benefit Fort Cherry football and cheer. Pancakes, sausage, coffee, orange juice. Adults are $10. Children under 10 are 8. And children under 5 eat for free. There'll be raffle baskets. A Beat the Lineman pancake eating contest. I'd enter, but my doctor advises against such things at 64 years old. I already have enough to lose. I ought not be doing a pancake eating contest against high school kids that can, you know, just blink their eyes and lose 10 pounds. So, but that's there. If you're so inclined and your doctor's okay with it, dig in and keep getting more. Again, that's a pancake breakfast next Sunday, the 17th, 9-1 at the Fort Cherry High School cafeteria, and it benefits Fort Cherry football and cheer. Now, on to action today. A busy day yesterday in the opening round of the PIAA basketball playoffs. We'll run those scores down probably at the half. Two Washington County teams in action today. Fort Cherry boys set to take on Carn City. The Trinity girls on tap for a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight at the Haggerty Family Event Center. Our crew will be leaving here and heading to the shores of Lake Erie as soon as this game is finished. We'll have that game for you on WJPA-FM online with the free audio and, of course, a subscription NFHS video available of that game as well. A handful of South Hills area teams, 6A boys, Baldwin taking on McDowell, WPIL champion Upper St. Clair hosting Central Dauphin, and WPIL third place finisher Mount Lebanon playing this afternoon at State College. Also on the girls' side in the 5A girls bracket, WPIL three-time champion South Fayette entertaining Redland. That is a 2 p.m. tip in at South Fayette High School. Interesting note, our game and that game, those two schools, Fort Cherry and South Fayette, they share McDonald, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Allegheny County portion goes to South Fayette. The Washington County portion goes to Fort Cherry. Best wishes to the South Fayette girls. We've gotten to know some of them over the last couple of years. And a couple of Mon Valley teams on the action. One today, one played last night and was eliminated. Manesson girls were ousted at Elk County Catholic. They kudos to the PIAA. You know, oftentimes people want to bash what they do, but there was a situation where Manesson boys and girls were playing at Elk County Catholic boys and girls. One of those would have been Friday. The other would have been today. PIAA said, let's make that a boys-girls doubleheader and do it one time. And so kudos to the lake for doing that. Manesson girls probably wish that they hadn't done that because at least their season would have been extended one day. Manesson girls losing last night at Elk County Catholic. And I'll give you that score, 45-16. The other Mon Valley team involved in action today, also on the girls' side in 4A, WPIO third-place finisher Elizabeth Forward is at District 10 runner-up, Warren. We're in District 9. We are in Butler County. And I've mentioned he's beside me, and now I'll actually let you hear that he's beside me. That's the coach, Tom Drakely. We had a dandy last night. Put about 500 miles on the mobile press box, and made it home safely. Got up this morning, and here we are in Butler County. Dandy game last night with the Peters Township girls getting an impressive win.
Oh, it really was, and I was so impressed with their energy and their effort last night. And I had made a comment before the broadcast that if Peters Township was going to win, that they needed an excellent performance out of their senior, Gemma Walker. And my goodness, did she deliver with 30 points and a perfect effort from the charity stripe. Hats off to the Peters Township Indians. They play on.
They will take on Spring Ford. We're going to go east and probably north for that game. It is going to be, quote, reasonable geographic midpoint. That doesn't mean draw a straight line, cut it in half. That's where it's going to be. But it's going to be about equidistant travel for the two teams. Today, the Carn City boys hosting the Fort Cherry Rangers. We'll take a look a little deeper at these two teams, get to the starting lineups, and tip off today's PIAA opening round 2A boys matchup when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now our national anthem.
Hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Outstanding presentation of the Star Spangled Banner. Carn City comes in 20-7, had won 9 in a row after an 11-6 start, but lost to Red Bank Valley 76-58 in the District 9 championship. Fort Cherry 6-4 in their opening 10, but then 14-2 since then, including 6-1 over their last 7, the only loss to Aliquippa. Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh and serving all 50 states. Gordon and Rees represents energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, the national chair of the Energy Group, and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Tip off on WJPA Sports Network and presented by CNX Foundation.
West Virginia University is a place where learning is an adventure, inside and outside. You'll become an innovator, a boundary breaker, an earth shaker. Choose your circle from 30,000 fellow Mountaineers. And choose your path from hundreds of majors and minors in a community that feels small. And you'll use this to get to class. You'll have room to find your people, your passions, and your purpose. because we're a place where everyone fits. This is WVU. This is home.
Starters have been introduced, first of all, for Fort Cherry, 6'5 junior Jack Kitzmiller, 6'2 junior Shane Cornally, 5'11 senior Alan Taroli, 5'10 senior Derek Arrett, 5'11 sophomore Blake Sweeter. For Carn City and head coach Zach Keppel, it will be 5'11 senior Hobie Bartow, 5'11 senior Tate Bailey, 6'3 senior Luke Kramer, 6'2 senior Jacob Callahan, and the big man, 6'6 junior Shane Peters. Kevin Doverspike, Scott Reffner, and Kevin Mortimer are our PIAA certified officials, ready to get this one underway. Ball in flight, Cornally's tip, cut inside, and a lay-in attempt won't go. A steal there by Callahan, and now the ball knocked loose and now kicked by the Rangers. And Fort Cherry let that opening tip almost lead right to a basket.
Well, they had the tip in their hands, Bob. They just were a little careless with it.
Gremlins will work the ball out of the corner. Bailey, 24-footer. No good. Rebound knocked away from the big man Peters inside, and Cornally fights and gets it. Quickly ahead, Kitzmiller, three ball near wing, off the mark. Ball goes to the corner, and going to be a discussion about which way we're going, and looks like it's going to be Ranger ball. May have been last touched by Jacob Callahan. Baseline throw, and not a lot of room on the ends or the sides of this floor here at Carn City. Ball goes up top to Sweeter, and he'll give it back to Derek Arrett. Shimmer, shake, into the lane. Double team, ball stripped out. Coming out with it is Bailey. Bailey spinorama, try to feed it across. Three ball open, far wing, well short. Rebound up the lane, it's Kitzmiller. Quickly ahead, Cornally steps in. Contact, ball falls off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bailey.
Now both teams have missed two easy baskets so far, Bob. Still scoreless.
Bailey lob ahead, Callahan, he'll kick it back out. Bailey left wing, it's Kramer, dribble into the corner. Three ball, Bailey short, rebound grabbed inside. Peters put back, won't go. That one was hassled, and he was falling underneath the backboard but couldn't get that shot to go.
Yeah, lost his balance as he was trying to finish.
Arrett, give it off on the wing. Cornally penetrates, kick out near side. Taroli's three, too strong. Peters on the weak side, rebounds. Ahead to Kramer, still scoreless, a minute and a half in. Bailey, Kramer, and now Callahan. Lost the dribble, saved it, threw it away at midcourt. Tip, nice save there by Kramer. Ball inside to Peters, around the perimeter. Bartow's pass, stolen by the Rangers. Coming out was Cornally, and now Arrett will bring it up the floor. Crossover into traffic. Kick to Sweeter, doesn't have the three. Dribble to the low block, off the glass, score it.
So Sweeter gets the scoring started for the Rangers.
2 minutes in, 2-0 for Cherry.
Nice use of the bank.
Steal by Cornally, came over the back. Lay in, basket, and a foul. Kramer tried to cut him off. Steal by Cornally, going to get the bucket, and the foul on Luke Kramer.
One of the things Coach Briggs thought he could do is put some pressure on them, try to speed them up a little bit, and he did on that possession.
Cornally's free throw good, 5-0 for Cherry. Full court pressure, crossover by Callahan. Taroli with a forearm block there, but the play on was the ruling. Kramer, dribble in the midcourt, goes left side, and now Bailey will bring it between the circles. Now to Bartow. Inside Peters, back out to the baseline to Callahan.
Fort Cherry plays an aggressive 2-3 zone, Bob, almost like a matchup man-to-man.
Couple of dribbles by Bailey. Picks out. He is quick to pick up his dribble. Three ball, near side, off the iron, kicks over the top. It'll be Fort Cherry ball. When it goes over the backboard, that's out of bounds.
That is correct.
5:18 to play, opening quarter, 5-0 Fort Cherry with the lead. Bucket for Sweeter, 8 seconds later. Old-fashioned three-point play for Cornally. Three ball won't go, and that one kicks high. Hard rims here. That one kicked over the backboard and hit the
I believe that was
pipe.
Kitzmiller, too, on that shot, Bob.
It was Kitzmiller on the three. Quickly ahead, Callahan. cut off, ball knocked away from him, but there to save it is Bartow. Put it on the deck. Tiroli right there with him. Bartow goes to Peters, back to Bartow, around the perimeter. Bailey, Bartow into the corner. Callahan dribbles out of the corner, kick it out. Pump fake by Bailey, take it to the free throw circle. Free throw line, jumper good.
Well, Tate Bailey is their player that gets them going, and he's the one that you have to keep an eye on. He seems to ignite his offensive group.
Arrett, penetrate, kick out. Tiroli's air ball three. Bailey grabs it at the baseline. Tate Bailey averages 14.5 a game, leading scorer for the Gremlins. 5-2 for Cherry in the lead. Peters kick to Callahan, to Bartow, and around to Bailey. Has help to the left, goes to Kramer. To the baseline, pass intended for Callahan, tipped out of bounds.
They're pretty well balanced, Bob. They've got four guys, and the fifth almost averages double digits. So, you know, all these guys can score points.
Rangers avoid the inbound in the lane, but it goes up top to Callahan. He'll feed it back out. Bailey put it on the deck. Got a screen inside from Peters. Kick to Kramer for three. We're tied.
Well, and that's one thing he can do, Bob. I'll tell you what. I was impressed with Luke Kramer, his ability to knock down three-point shots.
Fortieri scored the first five. Hand check foul and a dribble drive by Arrett. And it's going to be Hobie Bartow picks up his first.
Yeah.
Team second. Media timeout. 5-5 tie, 3:57 to play in the first. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Halfway through the opening quarter, opening day of the PIAA basketball playoffs for 2A boys. And Fort Cherry's Matt Sieg has checked into the game. As Jack Kitzmiller going to get a breather here. Matt Sieg been out with an ankle injury, suffered during football season, and we have not seen a lot of Matt Sieg on the hardwood, but the Rangers will certainly welcome him back.
Absolutely.
Cornelli to Sieg. Right side go to Sweeter. Has Arrett with him. Back to top to Sieg. Big jab step. Put it on the deck to the high post. Lost the handle. Got it back. Ball to Arrett trying to fight his way through a double team. Ball comes to Cornelli. Tough interior defense. Jump pass. Arrett. Spinorama. Floater. Short. Rebound. Reaches over the top. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Jacob Callahan.
Yeah, a really good defensive effort that time by the Gremlins.
Gremlins are packing the paint in defensively. No, tough to penetrate. Long three by Bailey. Way off the mark. Cornelli grabs the rebound.
Boy, those are deep threes, Bob.
Reach in. Cornelli lost the handle. Good job there by Callahan to knock it loose. 2-on-1. Feet across to Callahan. He is knocked to the floor by Matt Sieg. Get a look there. Nice pass across. Sieg knocking down the shooter, Callahan.
Well, and it all started because of the turnover. Got to take care of that basketball.
Foul on Sieg, his first. Rangers' first foul of the playoffs. Callahan at the foul line breaks the tie. Karn City has scored six straight.
He's their best free throw shooter at 76%, Bob. So when he goes to the line, he's money.
Second shot in flight, also good.
Yeah, they look good, both of them.
7-5. Karn City with the lead. Sieg deals Cornelli for three in the lead. It's short. Rebound battle for inside. Good work by Corey Bouchel. Try to save the loose ball. Falling to the floor. Knocked it to the bench area. And Sweeter couldn't save it. Ended up on the sideline when he knocked the ball back in.
Yeah, good effort by Sweeter that time, though. He almost was able to keep that ball in bounds.
Peters will sit. Cole Johnston checks in for a substitution for Carn City. 7-5 lead for the Gremlins. They've scored seven straight after the Rangers scored the game's first five. Ball left side to Johnson. That pass just got through. Bailey near wing. Up top to Bartow. A little dribble move by Kramer. Step back. Air ball shot. Sieg doesn't catch it. Ball grabbed by Bailey. New look at it. Long pass. Saved near midcourt by Bartow. Johnston to the corner. Callahan fumbles it. Saved it from the baseline. Ball inside. Kramer spin move, and he's fouled by Bouchel.
Tell you what, he can go outside. He can go inside. Luke Kramer is a handful in there, Bob. He's a big body, solid.
Luke Kramer at the line now to shoot two. Hit a three ball earlier. Fort Cherry has not scored in 3.5 minutes. Seven straight points over the last 2:20. Make it eight now with the foul shot made by Kramer. Second free throw in flight. High arcing shot short. Callahan battles for the rebound. Cornelli saves it in the air. Ahead to Arrett. 3-on-2 break. Shot by Sieg won't go. Gets it. Goes back up. And Matt Sieg heading to the foul line. He was fouled. That may be Kramer. It will be his second.
You can see the value of Matt Sieg on that particular move, the quickness he brings, and the ability to get off his feet before the defense can even move.
Sieg missed that shot in tight, got the rebound and missed that, but was fouled. Hits the first. First points for the Rangers in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Second free throw, short, but shooter's touch, 8-7, one-point lead for the Rangers. For the Gremlins. Lob near side to Bartow. Rangers trying to trap. Pass ahead. Callahan off his hands, able to save it. Threw it right back to Cornelli. 4-on-2. Cornelli into the lane, charging foul.
Yeah, great defensive position that time by Tate Bailey.
Note I have, Bailey draws almost three charges a game.
He draws a lot of them. Well, I'll tell you what, all you have to do as an offensive player is see that he's set and stop and pop. Take the little five-foot jump shot.
Johnston brings it across the timeline. 8-7 lead for Carn City. 1:45 to play. First quarter. Bartow into the corner. Callahan cut off. Back out to Bartow. Entry pass. Get it inside. Peters kicks it back out. Johnston to Bailey. Back to the corner. Callahan now. And Bailey brings it up top between the circles. Johnston, Bailey to 16 feet. Jump pass. Bartow to the corner to Callahan. Good ball movement. Bailey dish down low. Peters shot up and good.
Well, that was an outstanding assist that time by Bailey. Peters caught it, just went right up and scored easily.
10-7, Gremlins with the lead. Cornelli drives. He is tied up. Couldn't get it out. Pushes his way open. Baseline jumper. Short for Bouchel. Rebound cleared on the backside by Bailey. Steal attempt by Arrett. Bailey steps into the paint. Throws the ball away into the corner. And it's going to be Fort Cherry ball.
Yeah, he was out of control that time. He's going a little too quick. And when you get inside against any zone, Bob, if you can penetrate the zone, you're going to get good shot opportunities, as the Gremlins demonstrated on their previous possession.
50 seconds to go in the first. 10-7, Carn City leading here in the opening quarter. Sieg sets a screen for Arrett. Ball to Bouchel. Ball up top now to Cornelli. Kick it to the far side. Sweeter for three in the tie. Well short. Ball to the baseline. Saves it, threw it right at the feet of Jacob Callahan, who was able to catch it. Ball ahead with 30 seconds to play. Bartow, baseline, Peters, wide open, score it.
Oh, man, what a pass by Bartow. No look pass.
12-7, now it's a five-point lead for Carn City. Cornelli's shot rolls off the rim. Nearly gets a steal. Tipped out, it goes to Arrett. He goes among the tall trees. Misses that. Rebound, Cole Johnston. Final 10 seconds. Bailey brings it up the floor. Pass to the feet. Callahan knocked out of his hands, but a foul whistled. And if that is on Bouchel, it's going to be his second.
It is.
Two shots at the foul line with just 2 seconds to play. Jacob Callahan hit both of his free throws earlier. The Gremlins 3 of 4 in the early going. This one by Callahan is short.
Fort Cherry's missed some point-blank shots, Bob. They've been able to get it inside, just haven't been able to convert some easy looks.
Second free throw is good, 13-7. Arrett to midcourt, launches it, not going to count even if it goes. End of one, Carnes City 13, Fort Cherry 7. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fort Cherry scored the game's first 5 points. Carnes City on a 13-2 run from there, leading 13-7. Fort Cherry will start the second quarter with the basketball.
Well, Garrett, they've gotten some good looks, Bob. They just haven't been able to knock down shots.
Ball into the corner to Sieg. Soft pass, doesn't get through to Sweeter. Picked off. Bartow with the low block, feed it back out to Bailey. Finds a cutter coming down the lane, and a pass goes over the top and out of bounds. Teams trade early turnovers.
Why he didn't shoot that, I'll never understand. Bailey had the shot. I mean, he threw it out of bounds almost.
Arrett to the free throw circle, then backs away. Kick it near side. Sweeter for three. Short rebound, Bailey. Rangers just cannot find the measure.
He's been short on every one of his jump shots, and he's normally a pretty effective perimeter shooter, Bob.
Gremlins around the perimeter. Bartow, Callahan. Entry to Peters. Kitzmiller forces him deep. Changed the shot. Ball knocked loose. Kitzmiller ends up with it. Arrett going to leave Johnston behind. Ball ahead to Cornally. Put it on the deck. High off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out. Reach in by Cornally. Got away with that.
Yeah, he did.
Bailey was set up there to draw another charge and almost did. Callahan, three from the corner, well short. Peters rebounds. He's deep. Turnaround swatted to the baseline by Kitzmiller and out of bounds.
Yeah, Kitzmiller, nice job. The 6'5 Kitzmiller against the 6'6 Peters. That time blocked the shot.
6:45 to play, second quarter. 13-7 entry. Peters, he's on the floor. Ball knocked loose. Coming out is Arrett going one-on-one against Bailey. Bailey gets set. Arrett hangs, misses the lay-in.
Boy, another point-blank shot, Bob. They got to make those.
Bartow looks baseline to Peters, too well covered. To Bartow on the sideline again. Bartow will dribble it out. Callahan now right back to Bartow. Side of the lane, Bailey. Bartow jab step, ball knocked loose by Arrett, but Bartow regathers. Near side, wide open, Bartow three, net. 16-2 run for the Gremlins. Kitzmiller trying to back his way in. Peters stopped him. Ball knocked loose. Ahead to Callahan. Shot rejected by Kitzmiller, who hustles back up the floor.
Yeah, nice job by Kitzmiller. He could have pouted about losing the basketball. He sprinted down. He was the one who got the block. Great job by that young man.
Fort Cherry led this game 5-0, but it's been all Gremlins since then. 16-2 run. Entry, Peters, side of the lane. Turnaround, Jay, good.
Tell you what, Peters has been a problem rebounding and also scoring early in this game.
Arrett, Kitzmiller up top. Ball goes to Cornally. Falls down while dribbling. That's legal. It's not traveling. No education here. No charge for that. Arrett, three ball. High arcing shot. Good.
He just lulls you to sleep, and then he pulls up and makes that shot.
18-10. Gremlins with the lead, and now a two-on-two. Callahan back around. Bailey on the dribble, forced deep, trying to jump out front, dish it off. Callahan, shot won't go, but a foul called. Get a look there, that turnaround shot down low by Peters. And then the other end, the air ball, or the three ball with the rainbow. Foul on Cornally will be his second. First foul with a quarter on either team. Callahan at the line. Hits the first. He's 4 of 5 at the stripe.
Yeah, the one you don't want shooting has been at the foul line the most. Yeah, I think Fort Cherry's doing the right things offensively, Bob. They have just not made shots.
Callahan's second foul shot also good. Gremlins doubling up Fort Cherry in the game's first 11 minutes. Arrett nearly lost it and had to try to get it back. Bailey took it away. Bailey, reverse layup, score.
Well, I really like this kid, Bailey. He is one tough competitor. He and Arrett, they're like mirror images, Bob. They go after each other.
22-10, Carn City with the lead. Kitzmiller started to load up a three, doesn't take it. Soft pass, gets through to Arrett Bailey. Bartow was looking at that. Little floater, side of the lane, good for Derek Arrett.
Well, is that a difficult shot?
Turnover. Arrett, crossover, walk it in, scoop it up and in. Derek Arrett trying to will the Rangers back into it. Ball knocked loose underneath.
You know, the press is a 2-2-1. It's a soft press. It's not an aggressive 2-2-1, and they just threw the ball right to the Fort Cherry defender on the last possession.
Callahan goes right back to Bartow. Bartow picks up the dribble, head to Callahan. Long pass, gets through to Johnston. Inside, Callahan, 8 feet out, pulls it back out. Bailey and Bartow, those two back and forth to the high post. Peters, Bartow, high arcing three, off the rim, won't go. Arrett gets knocked down by Peters, and I mean knocked down.
Oh, he sure did, didn't he? And, you know, Peters, 6'6", Arrett, 5'11", if you stretch him.
First foul of the quarter on the Gremlins, 4:09 to play, second quarter, 22-14 in favor of Carn City.
Well, interesting. I think Arrett just sensed it was time for him to put a jolt in this offense, and he's done that.
Arrett, crossover, ball knocked loose, controlled by Callahan. Take it all the way up the floor. Shot rejected, maybe Kitzmiller on the arm. The dribble turnovers by the Rangers. Maybe they're going to charge that to Tiroli, his first. And two shots coming for, guess who? Callahan, who's hit 5 of 6.
Make it 6 of 7. Holy, putting on a show here from the line.
3:56 to play. 24-14. We did not get the media timeout. Ball out of the corner by Sweeter. Deal right side. Now to Arrett. Kick to the right corner. Sweeter for three. Off the rim. Peters rebounds.
They have just been off with their three-point shots. Normally a pretty good shooting team, but so far tonight, not there.
Johnston to Peters. Side of the lane. Over the shoulder. Callahan. And now to Bailey, Peters, Callahan inside. Missed the shot. Rebound comes up the wing. It's going to be Arrett up the sideline. Bailey cuts him off. Arrett on the dribble and a pushing foul going to be called on Bailey. And we do get the immediate timeout here. 3:13 to play, opening half, 24-14. Gremlins back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Curtis Pharmacy has erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as $1 a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations to the four Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Rees represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. And Brant Miller, the national chair of the Energy Group. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon & Rees and the entire Miller family. Rangers with the ball after that foul call on Tate Bailey. Ball inside, battered around. Arrett gets it back, puts a shot partially blocked and controlled, heading up the floor the other way.
Yeah, it's nice to have 6-6 in there, Bob. That Peters, there's a bad turnover.
Pass was tipped. Arrett steps around the defender. Shot off the glass is good.
How clever is he with that move, huh? Great move by Arrett.
24-16, 2:45 to play in the half. Bailey turned around by Sweeter. Long pass ahead. Johnston, little floater off the rim, won't go. Peters tips the rebound. Nice save by Johnston. Peters gets it back. Extra possession here for the Gremlins. Ball should have been rebounded by the Rangers. Dribble drive and a technical foul on Eugene Briggs.
Gene, you don't want that. Don't need that. I didn't see him do anything that was out of the ordinary. I mean, I know he was trying to make a point.
I have no idea what he said or where he was, if he, you know, with the action down there. But Eugene Briggs called for a technical foul. I think he has to sit now, too.
Yes, he does.
Well,
guess who's at the foul line?
Callahan shooting his 9th and 10th foul shots of the first half.
He's got 8 points already, every one of them from the foul line. Make it 9.
When really all that started by the Rangers not getting the rebound of that loose ball.
Exactly, and credit that to Shane Peters, kept it alive.
Carn City back up by 10. Callahan left alone, shot rejected. Peters gets that loose ball, and they're going to rule it's off the leg of Peters and Fort Cherry ball at the baseline.
Well, I think Fort Cherry got a break on that one, so let's take advantage of it here, Mr. Fort Cherry.
Rangers down 10, 2:05. Arrett dribble drive. Bartow called for a block and count the bucket.
How about that? He is so hard to guard, Bob, because he uses his body so well. He's such a physical player.
I'm going to fix this. Arrett took it to gets the bucket, and the foul called on Bartow. I don't think that came out quite right.
What?
But that's what it was.
Yeah. Bartow's second, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Foul shot for Arrett. Spins around, all doors open, and Sweeter knocked it out of bounds. And now Colson Ritzert going to check in. And Johnston trying to get the ball inbounds, and it takes it right back. He just got his foot down from coming out of bounds. Bailey on the dribble, turns Sweeter around once, then twice. Johnston back to Bailey. Peters, high post, kick it to Johnston to the baseline. First touch for Ritzert. Hassled there, able to pass it off to Callahan. Ritzert now around to Johnston. Sweeter reaches in, an offensive foul called on Cole Johnston.
Yeah, and the fans aren't happy with it, and I understand because it was contact, and then he retaliated with the push-off. But that's how the call went, so officials, are doing a pretty good job by and large.
Three fouls on each, 1:35 to play in the half. All kind of contact up high, floater in the paint for Arrett. He's got 13 in this quarter.
Yeah, and you better stop his dribble penetration, or he's going to get 13 more.
Callahan weaves his way through backcourt. Ball to Bailey, to Ritzert on the wing. Ritzert turned around, cross court, wide open. Johnston, Callahan, back to Johnston at on the wing. And now to Bailey. Bailey has Tiroli in front of him. He and Callahan. Peters moves through, now presents at the low block. Ball goes the other way. Bounce pass, Ritzert. Callahan at the baseline. Foul line extended. It's Ritzert, now Bailey. Bailey on the dribble. Kick it to the corner. Callahan brings it back out along the arc. Three ball. Wide right. Long rebound. Kicks out. Knocked. Hammered out of the hands of Tiroli. Bailey's floater good. Extra wow. opportunities for the Gremlins.
And they took advantage of it, Bob. Oh, that's a charge. Oh, he's calling a block.
Call.
Oh, boy.
Sweeter went to the rack, and a block on Tate Bailey.
Oh, my. Yikes. Benefits for Fort Cherry, but my goodness, that was a charge.
Two shots coming. First one good. Blake Sweeter. Foul shot make.
And he makes both of them. Yeah, that was a questionable call.
Callahan on the wing, hassled there by Tiroli. Gets the ball to Bailey. 20 seconds to play. 28-22.
Picking up that pressure in the half-court defense by the Rangers, Bob.
Johnston, long pass, gets through, and a foul on Sweeter. Came across the head of Bailey.
Well, and you can hear the fans alongside of us react to that. The official had to call.
It is not a shooting situation.
Not yet. One more it would be.
Just a fourth foul on Fort Cherry. Inbound. Bailey somehow in traffic. Saves it. Spinorama missed the shot. Peters rebounds. Put back off the rim. Good. And the period comes to an end. Points in the final seconds for the Gremlins. Corn City 30, Fort Cherry 22. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back at Carn City, first of two games on our coverage today. We'll be heading to the Haggerty Family Events Center on the shores of Lake Erie, home for the Cathedral Prep Ramblers. Cathedral Prep set to take on the Trinity Girls in a 5A girls opening round matchup. Here it's 30-22. Carn City took the lead just under the media timeout in the first quarter, and the Gremlins have not trailed since. Built leads of 22-10 then have been able to stay at around the 10-point mark. Rangers under a minute, a little bit of a run there to get to within six, but the final points of the first half belong to Shane Peters, and the Gremlins lead 30-22 at the break. Your view from 30,000 feet, Coach.
Well, I like the way Fort Cherry's picked up its defensive intensity. Bob, these teams are mirror images. They're physical. They both play an aggressive zone. They try to break in transition when the opportunity persists. The difference right now, as I see it in this basketball game, Jacob Callahan making 9 out of 10 free throws, and the play of Shane Peters keeping the ball alive to provide second and third shot opportunities for the Gremlins. Now, on the other side of that coin, Derek Arrett finally got things revved up in the second quarter, and I'm telling you what, he is a handful. I love the way he plays. That young man really goes after it. He's physical. I mean, he can get bumped, and he gets that shot off. It'll be a very interesting second half. And if Fort Cherry can just knock a couple shots down, they've had open shots from the perimeter, have not been able to make any. If they make a couple, new ball game, Bob.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Rangers are down eight. And right. How many point blanks have they missed?
Oh, my goodness. Not only point blanks, but I'm talking about wide open threes, too. Now, Shane Cornally, good shooter, hasn't knocked any threes down. I mean, none of them have. Jack Kitzmiller, good three-point shooter. The only three-point shot made, I believe, was Derek Arrett. Other than that, and Blake Sweeter, every one of his shots have been short. So I think when you add all that up, Fort Cherry's not in a bad position, but they got to start strong in the third quarter.
30-22 lead for the host, Carn City Gremlins. Carn City Girls eliminated last night here by Seton LaSalle. Other scores, South Hills area teams, Keystone Oaks Girls lost at Northwestern. Fort Cherry Girls eliminated up the road at Kennedy Catholic last night. Chartiers Valley Girls, a winner at Altoona. Peters Township Girls, of course, a game we had for you, winners at Lebanon. Manesson Boys and Girls on the wrong end of scores at Elk County Catholic. Montour losing at Lincoln Park in 4A Boys. In 5A Boys, Thomas Jefferson on the wrong end of a four-point deficit against York Suburban. And Bethel Park went on the road in 5A Boys and came out with a win at Hershey, 59-45. We're at the half here. Second half PSAC finals, or semifinals, excuse me, on the men's side. And Cal U leading Lockhaven 68-66. Interestingly enough, Lockhaven women are hosting their semifinals against Cal U. That game scheduled to tip at 3:30 this afternoon. So about 4 minutes left in the second half in the PSAC men's first semifinal, and those games being played at the Hagerty Event Center, where we're heading next. Cal U leading Lockhaven 69-66 with about 4 minutes to play in that game.
Wow, that's a tight one.
Other action, the other semifinal host Gannon will take on Millersville at 2:30. That's on the men's side. The women's bracket being played at Lockhaven. Gannon taking on Westchester. That game just underway. And then a 3:30 start, Cal U women at Lockhaven. Here it's 30-22, Carn City. We'll check scoring in the first half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Once again, a big vote of thanks to Josh Williams and the IT folks here at Carn City for their assistance in getting our audio online, on air, and video broadcasts all set up. Certainly appreciate that. We have been treated royally the last couple of days by athletic directors at schools where we'd never been before, last night at Lebanon and today here at Carn City. This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening or viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Check the scoring. Jacob Callahan, 9 points, 9 for 10 at the free throw line, all 9 of his team-leading points at the stripe. Shane Peters has 8, 6 for Tate Bailey, 4 for Luke Kramer, 3 more for Hobie Bartow. And with that 6 for 6 second quarter, I have the Gremlins at 10 of 12 overall at the foul line. For Fort Cherry, the Rangers have hit 5 of 6 at the stripe. Derek Arrett has 13 points, all of those in that second quarter. And the rest of the scoring is lacking. Blake Sweeter with 4, Shane Cornelli with 3, Matt Sieg with 2 for the Rangers, total of 22 at intermission.
Yeah, Derek Arrett's going to have to be careful not to try to do it all himself, Bob. He's got other capable players, and I know the tendency will be for him to make things happen. He's done that. He now has to get his teammates in there and knocking down some shots so that confidence factor gets back in.
Other action in PIAA, again involving Washington County teams. Trinity Girls tonight, 5:45 airtime here on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network. That game at Cathedral Prep. South Hills area teams, afternoon tips, Baldwin home with McDowell. Mount Lebanon at State College, that's a 3 o'clock tip. Upper St. Clair hosting Central Dauphin. Also, South Hills area action, 2 o'clock tip, South Fayette girls home with Redland. And in the Mon Valley area, Elizabeth Forward, 4A girls, WPIL third place finisher, visiting District 10 runner-up Warren this afternoon. Fort Cherry, technical foul on Coach Eugene Briggs at the time the free throw makes, put the Rangers down 26-16. Nice run for the Fort to get back to within 6, but the late bucket for Shane Peters makes it an 8-point Gremlins lead as we start the second half. And Carnes City will have the ball to begin. We'll see more of that slick ball movement, I figure.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've done a nice job against an aggressive Fort Cherry zone defense. We'll see if there are any changes here, but I think Fort Cherry's playing a really solid game. They're just not shooting it at a very high percentage, and that's been the difference right now.
Ball in play. Bartow and Bailey. Top. Peters at the high post. Back out to Bartow. 8-point lead. Eugene Briggs is standing, but with that technical foul, he has to sit. Ball goes to Luke Kramer, who sat much of the first half after drawing 2 fouls in the opening quarter. Bailey, who has 2 fouls. Bartow has 2 fouls. Ball goes to the baseline. Callahan, pocket picked. Ball ahead, Sweeter. Sweeter starts into the paint, knocks down Kramer, missed the shot. Rebound, Cornelli, put back good.
Now maybe that'll jumpstart Cornelli a little bit.
Rangers within 6, 30-24, opening minute of the second half. And Callahan takes the bounce pass from Bartow and gets across the timeline to the corner to Kramer. His pass back out was tipped by Tiroli, but gets through. Bailey, Bartow, Bailey with a pump fake, high post jumper, in and out and back in.
Soft touch, got all of that rim.
Bailey has 8.
Good pull-up jumper.
8-point lead for the Gremlins. Arrett through the paint, feed it around. Sweeter cross-court. Cornelli, quick start, runs to the hoop. Shot blocked behind and a charge called on Cornelli.
Yeah, and that's his 3rd, I think, Bob. Boy, that was a close one.
Yeah, there was no front side consideration for the fact that he was getting knocked down.
Yeah, but as I look at it on the replay,
charge?
Luke was set. Yes, he was. Luke Kramer had his feet set.
Kramer to Bailey, and now Kramer pocket picked and charged with an illegal screen. His 3rd foul.
Boy, he's been ineffective because of the foul trouble.
Cornelli will sit with his 3rd, and now Kramer going to check out. That'll bring Cole Johnston back on the floor. Kramer. 32-24, Gremlins lead by 8. 6:31 to play in the third.
Take him off the floor. That's 11 points a game, Bob.
Cornally 16 a game off the floor as well.
Yeah, equalizer.
Harris leaner won't go. Kitzmiller put back won't go. Rebound tipped out. Sweeter can't control it. Three players with hands in there to knock it loose. Bailey turned around by Sweeter. And Bartow will take the feed. 6:10 to play in the third. Bartow pass it to Peters. Back out to Bartow on the perimeter. Ball fumbled in the corner. Steal, ball tip. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Johnston's going to get tied up. We're going to get a held ball call. Possession arrow for Cherry.
Well, that was a mad scramble, huh? Off of that ball. That all started with the defensive pressure by Fort Cherry. They're really getting after them, bringing that zone way out, Bob.
Arrett brings it across the timeline. Gets a high screen. Kitzmiller. Arrett's three. Perfect.
Man, he can go outside. He can go inside.
32-27. 5-point Gremlins lead. Coming out of the backcourt, Bartow taps the toes to be in front. Far side, Johnston, Bartow. Peters at the high post, lob to the baseline. Pass out by Callahan, bring it near side, catch and step. Bailey back to Callahan. Bailey for three, off the rim. Rebound tipped toward the baseline, kept alive by Callahan. Ball knocked loose. Bailey comes out with it. Bailey had his pocket picked, but the ball goes to Peters. Peters 6 foot out. That won't go. Rebound covered over by Kitzmiller.
Nice job by Kitzmiller to secure the rebound.
Arrett crossover, spinorama, lost the handle, but ball goes to Kitzmiller. Peters blocks and controls the loose ball.
He's done that several times tonight. His mere presence, his size has altered shots.
Ball to Peters at the free throw circle. Out to Bailey and now Bartow. Sizes up a three, doesn't take it. Bailey will shoot it. Off the rim, no good. Peters can't get the handle on it. He air it, and now Bailey battle. Bailey gets it. Corner, Callahan for three. Off the front of the rim. Bartow rebounds. Multiple looks here for the Gremlins.
Yeah, you've got to secure. You've got to block out and secure it. You can't give them second and third looks, Bob.
Johnston between the circles. Comes back to the left, now fires right to Bailey. To the corner to Callahan. Cross court underneath, pass stolen. Good heads up play there by Matt Sieg. Steps into the paint. Sieg with the left hand lay it in.
How about the contributions by Matt Sieg?
First field goal since coming back from injury.
Gets right in the game, gets a steal and a field goal.
3-point lead. Gremlins up 32-29, halfway through the third. Pass knocked out of Callahan's hands, but it goes right to Bartow. Peters outside the high post. 32-29, Carn City leading. Ball to Bailey, left side. Johnston. Take it back the other way. Peters looking for it to the baseline. Peters got open, knocks the defender down, gets the bucket to go, and no foul.
I would say good no call on that, Bob.
34-29. Gremlins by five. Arrett jump stop up and in.
He's just incredible.
Back to a three-point lead. Nearly a steal, but Callahan corrals it. Bailey to Callahan. Shot swatted away. Controlled by Sieg. Rangers have numbers up ahead. 5-on-1. Sieg dish it off. Arrett pulls it up short and a rebound tapped out. Peters to Callahan. Kitzmiller sizing him up. Callahan feed it across to Peters. Got tied up. Shot won't go. Callahan can't get the loose ball. The Rangers will, and then kick it out of bounds.
Oh, great hustle by both teams. But, boy, I thought Ford had it.
Break in the action. 2:57 to play in the third. 34-31. Carn City with the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
2:57 to play in the third. Carn City 34, Fort Cherry 31.
One possession game. They've got that lead. Back in it.
Ball on the far sideline. Carn City ball right at their bench. Toby Bartow feeds it in, then takes the pass right back. Side of the lane to Peters. Bartow launches a three, in and out. Peters with good position. Rebound knocked out of bounds as Kitzmiller came over the back.
No call there. Good job by the Rangers. Just couldn't secure the rebound.
Peters will inbound. Sieg guarding him. Bartow takes it. Peters wanted it back, but too well covered. Now gets it at the high post. Kick it out. Johnston dribble along the arc. Bartow now Bailey hops one way, then the other. Missed the shot. Put back. Rolls off the rim. Callahan going to get a tie-up. He and Corey Bouchel, possession arrow, Carn City. Another look at the basket.
Yeah, these extra opportunities could come back and haunt you later on. Got to secure that rebound.
Bartow lobs it up top. That pass was tipped but got through. Floater blocked by Kitzmiller. Kitzmiller tried to feed it out. That's stolen by Peters to the baseline. Callahan out to Bailey. Pass tipped around, and again, Bartow ends up with it. Callahan alone. Shot won't go, but a foul called. Too many looks.
Way too many looks, Bob.
Foul called on Corey Bouchel, his third. Couple of foul shots. Look who's there. Foul shots 11 and 12 for Jacob Callahan.
Wow. He's got 10 points off from the foul line. Team is 11 for 13, shooting very well.
35-31 Gremlins, 2:20 to play in the third. Luke Kramer checks back in. Callahan's second shot also good. 11 of 12 at the stripe.
Impressive shooting.
Arrett kicks to the corner. Sweeter for three. Good.
There we go. We said all they have to do is make a couple, and they're on the right path here.
7 points in the game for Sweeter. 36-34. It's a two-point game. Bailey lob it ahead to Callahan. Back to Bailey. Looks inside. Peters covered by Kitzmiller. Just at 1:50 to play. Third quarter. Kramer. Bartow put it on the deck. Ball smacked away, but it goes right to Peters. Kramer for three in the answer. Short. Rebound comes up the lane. Grabbed there by Sweeter. He'll push the tempo. Three on one. Sweeter. Offensive foul.
I could see that coming from back here, Bob.
Had all kind of help. Stop and pop. Yep. Dish it off. You got two guys with you.
Yeah, the left side of the floor, he had players. It could have stopped, but you've got to get your feet under you. You can't just run him over.
Kramer passed it in, then stood there, passed it to Bartow. Bartow fed it back, and Kramer still had a foot on the outside the baseline.
Well, that's a careless turnover.
Well,
there.
And they've been close a couple of times on that feed in and give it right back, but that time Kramer stood out of bounds.
He sure did.
Underneath, ball to Bouchel, wrap it across. Kitzmiller, tie game. Big third quarter last night for the Peters girls. Big third quarter tonight for this afternoon for the Rangers to get even. 1:15 to play in the third. 36 all. Ball to Kramer, and he got airborne and got Kitzmiller airborne, and Kitzmiller called for his first foul.
Yeah, you got him in the air. When you get him in the air and you get contact on the shot, you're going to get the foul called in your favor.
Luke Kramer hit one of two in the opening quarter at the line. Hasn't scored since that foul shot, and now misses this one. Second tie of the game, all square at 36. 1:12 to play. Place goes silent when the Gremlins are at the foul line.
Sure
Kramer,
does.
Short, shooter's touch, good. 37-36, Carn City. 5 points in the game for Kramer. Into the paint. Shot put up by Arrett. Can't get it to drop. Peters tied up, and now going to be a foul call. And Arrett clapping at the referee, and you got to watch that.
Yeah, better be careful. It's the same official who called the technical on Coach Briggs.
And that's five fouls on the team, so that'll send Peters to the line for the first time.
Well, and the coaching staff is telling Derek Arrett, stop, quit, don't complain. Just play on. Go to the next possession.
1:03 to play. And a Fort Cherry timeout. 63 seconds to play in the quarter. Our coverage today brought to you in part by Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Rees represents energy companies providing title and due diligence litigation services. Brant Miller, the national chair of the Energy Group, also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon & Rees and the entire Miller family. It's the first time out of the ballgame. Comes with 103 to play in the third.
Bob, I'm looking across the way, and we mentioned that Coach Briggs had to sit, and guess what? He is sitting because of that technical foul.
Shane Peters at the stripe to shoot two. First one good. He has 11 points in the game. The lead now to two, 38-36. Carn City, second effort, also good.
These guys can knock down foul shots, Bob.
3-point lead for the Gremlins. Screen set by Bouchel, trying to roll off of that. Kitzmiller, jumper for two, won't go. Rebound in traffic. Tiroli able to get, rather Sweeter keeps it alive and able to roll it back out. Jumper at the free throw line, short. Rebound, Bouchel, well short. Peters rebounds the miss.
Boy, two good looks there, Bob.
Arrett missed from the free throw line, pulled it up well short, and now a blocking foul on Derek Arrett. And they're going to set up two shots at the foul line once again. This time it's going to be Bartow. First trip to the foul line.
Bartow averages nearly 10 a game. He only has three.
These are the 19th and 20th foul shots of the game for Carn City. Fort Cherry has six.
That's the difference right now. I'm telling you, that's important.
35 seconds to play in the third. Bartow's second rattles out. Bouchel rebounds the miss. Arrett up the floor, picked up quickly by Bailey. Ball into the corner from Sieg. And off to Arrett. Put it on the deck, kick it off. Contact, lot of it. Three ball, good for Sweeter. Arrett may have gotten away with a charge.
He was close.
Kramer flopped to his back, so that's what the officials ruled, that it was not a charge. Kramer picks up his dribble. 5 seconds to go. Bailey crossover into the corner. Callahan for three. Air ball. Buzzer sounds. End of three. Carn City 40. Fort Cherry 39. Fourth quarter, maybe more, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Carn City leading 40-39 as we start the fourth. Fort Cherry with the basketball. Two ties in the game, one lead change. Arrett, floater for the lead, and it's good.
Well, that's beautiful little turn. You know what he did? He isolated because he saw that he had Peters in a one-on-one situation and was able to take advantage of it.
20 for Derek Arrett, 41-40. Fort Cherry in front for the first time since the 4:05 mark in the opening quarter. Bartow picks up his dribble, try to feed it back out. Ball blocked by Arrett, but right back to Bartow. Now Bailey between the legs, feed to Kramer, pump fake, three ball in flight, good.
Boy, no hesitation, little pumping, but he just fired it up there, knocked it down.
43-41, Kramer spent a bunch of the game on the bench. Bouchel, give it back to Arrett, far side to Sweeter, cross court. It's Cornelli. He's been quiet. Pocket pick by Bailey. Loose ball out to Kramer.
Nice steal by Bailey that time.
2-point lead for the Gremlins. 43-41. Arrett trying to body up on Bailey. Feed goes to Bartow. Kramer for three. Foul called. And going to have an offensive foul underneath. Kramer thought he was fouled in the act of shooting, but it's a push-off on Shane Peters. His second, team's first of the quarter.
Well, I didn't see it, Bob. I thought it was a shooting foul there. Got away with one, huh?
Well, the foul was underneath on the setup. Arrett for the tie. Off the glass, no good. Bouchel rebounds. Callahan knocks his shot out of bounds. Should be four Cherry Ball there. Boy, Bouchel was alone and then stood there for a while. Three ball from the corner. Good. Derek Arrett puts the Rangers back in front.
I'll tell you what. He's been really impressive this afternoon.
23 for Derek Arrett. Senior not wanting to be done. 44-43 Rangers. Bailey back out to Bartow and a tight interior bounce pass there. Not a lot of distance, but Bailey now guarded by Sweeter. Got by him, take it into the circle. Left alone, and jumper won't go. Long rebound comes up the lane. Arrett has it.
Too wide open that time, Bob.
Rangers with a possession with the lead. First time in a long time.
And can build on it here.
Arrett on the dribble on the perimeter. Starts, crossover, kick it back out. Sweeter picked up the dribble. Ball goes to Cornally. He'd love to get going here. Cornally, high post, floater, short. Rebound to the baseline. Saved there by Bouchel. Bouchel takes it back. 18-footer partially blocked. Ball knocked loose. Ends up in Cornally's hand, and he is hammered by Bailey. Third foul on Tate Bailey. Two shots coming for Shane Cornally.
Well, now the Rangers have an opportunity to add to the lead from the free throw line, Bob. Only have taken six this evening. Made five.
Yeah. Carn City, 20 foul shots. Fort Cherry, six to this point.
Yeah, big difference.
And outscored 16-5 at the stripe. First shot good.
Cornally averaging 16 a game. That's his sixth point. They've done a nice job tonight on him.
Second free throw off the mark. Rebound for Kramer. 45-43, Fort Cherry by two. Double team on the wing. Got Bartow tied up. Timeout for the Gremlins. 5:28 to play. Fourth quarter. Fort Cherry 45, Carn City 43. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Update from the Hagerty Events Center. PSAC men's semifinals. California 81. Lock Haven 78. Cal U men to the PSAC championship game against the winner of Gannon and Millersville. Gremlins after the timeout. Get it to Callahan, back out to Bailey, now to Kramer. High post jumper good. Tie game.
Yeah, since Kramer has come back in, he's been the offense.
The second time there, the Rangers just left a shooter open. Sweeter muscles his way to the hoop and scores.
Big time move that time by Blake Sweeter.
Sweeter with a dozen. Kramer, by the way, in double figures with that deuce. He's got 10. Kramer in the corner, pump fake to get open, pass it back out. Bailey, Kramer, down to the side of the lane. Callahan put it on the deck, tied up, and right in there for the tie-up. You got Corey Bouchel, held ball, possession arrow, Carn City.
Yeah, Corey Bouchel's been active in there defensively. He's gotten several rebounds, got the tie-up.
Gremlins to feed it in, lob it up top, Callahan, and now Bailey. Bailey had a ball out of his hands by Arrett. Ball goes to Peters, muscles his way, a blocking foul on Corey Bouchel.
They're calling that a two-shot foul, Bob. I thought it was on the ground, but
Peters going back to the line, hit two earlier. Shane Peters 2-for-2 at the line. Shot short, but shooter's touch gets it to go. 47-46. 4:37 to play. Peters now with 13, a point over his season average. Second shot also good. Johnston going to check in, and Callahan will sit. I have Carn City 18 of 22 at the foul line.
That's exactly what I have. That's really good shooting.
Sweeter and Arrett work the ball up the floor. Arrett keeps the dribble going. Trouble with it. Bartow tried to knock it away. Arrett throw it to the far corner. Three ball. Good.
Matt Sieg. Where have you been, Matt Sieg?
50 to 47. Ball knocked loose from behind on Bartow. And Bouchel ends up with it. 50 to 47. Rangers plus three. Trouble on the dribble, and Arrett turns it over. Just careless. And now the ball back the other way. Bailey, and Bailey is fouled by Sweeter on the floor. All the great things we've said about Derek Arrett for years, just careless with the dribble, unchallenged at midcourt.
Yeah, he did. He just got a little too much on the dribble that time. That was a bad turnover.
And a media timeout, 50 to 47, Fort Cherry plus three, 3:59 to play in the game, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Winner of this game will play Wednesday against either West Branch, the District 6 champion, or Sarah Catholic, the WPIL 7th place finisher. Carn City basketball. Johnston trying to feed it back to Bailey, and that knocked out of bounds by Sweeter. Here's the game numbers of importance. Possession arrow points to Fort Cherry. Each team has committed two fouls in the quarter. Just under half of the quarter remaining. Kramer to Bartow. Picks up his dribble. Able to find help in Johnston. Bouchel cut him off. Peters, little fumble. Able to save it. Ball fumbled on the far side. It's Kramer now at the top of the key. Kramer, open three for the tie. Air ball out of bounds. Hit the WJPA banner.
Whoa. I'm not sure that was the best shot they could have taken, but he can make that. It was a little wide left there, Bob.
Fort Cherry scored the game's first 5 points. This three-point lead is their biggest lead since that time. Cornally spinorama threw it through the paint and picked off by Bailey. Ill-advised pass there. Bailey on the dribble stays alive. Muscles a shot up that won't go. Peters had it, lost it, baseline, and the ball last touched by Cornally.
Well, they're saying, did he point to Arrett, saying Arrett hit the ball out of bounds?
I think he was saying Cornally, but the Rangers, one of the two, definitely touched it last. I have no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
That gets the right direction.
It was a good call.
Inbound to Bailey. Sweeter right out on him. Callahan, Peters at the high post, reach around by Bouchel, knocked it loose, but boy, I'm impressed with Carn City getting to those loose balls over and over. Kramer, long pass from Bartow to Bailey, volleyball 10-foot line. Bartow underneath, has Callahan, long time in there, ripped away by Bouchel. Arrett dribbles out of traffic. Players ahead. Bouchel to the hoop. Missed the shot. Peters rebounds. Bouchel ties him up. Held ball possession arrow for Cherry.
Yeah, that's important. 2:34 left. Three-point lead. They can build on it.
Corey Bouchel has missed twice point blank with help. Decided to go up there. And
well, that time he was being challenged by the 6'6 player Peters.
But had help.
Well, you didn't see him.
All inbound to Arrett. Arrett on the dribble. Goes to Cornally, guarded by Callahan. 2.5 to play. Cornally tried to split the double team, and that ball knocked out of bounds, touched by Peters. 50-47, Fort Cherry strong second half to take the lead after trailing by 8 at intermission.
I'll say this, Bob. The Fort Cherry players are not afraid to get in there and use contact.
Cornally fumbles the inbound pass.
Yeah, he never got his hands on it.
This has not been the game that Shane Cornally, and part of that, the early foul trouble, got him on the bench.
Always does. When you get in foul trouble, it changes your game.
Full court zone pressure. Bartow get it around ahead to Callahan. Tried to pass it off, and it's knocked loose again. Sieg reaches in. Sieg takes the feed. Lay in, score it.
Wow, how about that jump to the basket? Talk about athletic.
5-point Fort Cherry lead. Crossover. Bailey is hammered to the floor underneath. Cornally going to pick up his fourth foul. And in doing so, stopped what looked to be a lay-in.
Oh, he's going to make him earn it.
Bailey has 8 points in the game.
How about that layup by Matt Sieg? How high was he up on glass?
52-47, Fort Cherry leads. Bailey, free throw, no good.
Well, we haven't missed many tonight, but that was a crucial miss by Bailey.
18 of 23, good percentage.
Yeah, still a very good percentage, but this is when you need to make them. This is the important part of the game.
1:58 to play in the fourth. Bailey's second effort at the stripe is good. Makes it a 4-point contest. And we're going to get a full timeout for the Gremlins. 1:58 to play in the fourth. 52-48 for Cherry. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh and serving all 50 states. Gordon and Rees represents energy companies and provides title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, longtime friend of the program, the national chair of the Energy Group, and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. The Rangers got to hustle up out of the timeout here. Long time in the huddle after the first horn. The second horn sounded, and they were still in the huddle. And I would not have been surprised to see the referee blow the whistle and put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do that.
Now full court pressure for the Gremlins. Arrett passes over the top. Sweeter has help. Finds Bouchel. Bouchel lays it in.
His first points, and they're big ones.
6-point lead for Fort Cherry, their biggest of the ball game. 54-48, 1:40 to play. Bailey looked at a three, didn't take it. Arrett reach around, knocked the ball loose. Arrett takes a feed from Cornally. Arrett lays it in.
This game's getting away from the Gremlins.
56-48. Bailey, three, in and out, and it will not drop. And Johnston comes over the back. No foul. Just going to be an out-of-bounds. No, they're going to rule that Johnston knocked it out.
Well, I tell you what. These Fort Cherry guys are relentless. They hustle. Play hard.
Let me correct here. They change, and they're going to give the ball to Carnes City. I don't know if we have a look there. Fort Cherry's going to take a timeout. I want to see the end of that play. The three goes in and out and around. And now watch Johnston. And I guess if you don't call a foul, it's got to be out-of-bounds off Fort Cherry.
I think
wow.
So. Ooh, a lot of action. Catch your breath.
Second timeout called by the Rangers. 1:21 remaining. This is a 30-second timeout.
Up 8. I mean, they're in a great situation right now.
Yeah, we're minus 8 at the half.
Correct.
And have put up 34 in this second half.
Well, it's been Derek Arrett, it's been Matt Sieg, and it's been the Fort Cherry defense. The Fort Cherry is going to get the basketball, Bob.
All right. 34-18 difference. Rangers break the pressure. Sweeter has trouble with it twice. Ends up with it back. Goes up and scores. 14 for Sweeter.
10-point margin for the Rangers. What a comeback.
Dribble. Bartow feed it across. Ball goes up top to Johnston. Down the lane. Challenged by Bouchelle. Johnston gets it to go. 58-50. Just under a minute. Arrett ahead. Bouchelle has help. Going to circle it back out. And now a foul in the midcourt. Arrett is fouled by Johnston. That is just the third team foul of the fourth quarter.
46 seconds up eight. Make one out of two. Oh, now, not ready yet. That's right. Got two more to go.
And everybody got to take a deep breath. Fouls are coming, and you got to know they're coming. And you got to just take a deep breath, recognize it. Unless, I mean, you know, certainly you, if you get hammered somehow trying to stop the clock, you got to do what you got to do.
But well,
foul here on Ritzert.
You're forcing the Gremlins to come out really high. You may get an easy back cut layup right there. It is.
Cornally, ball knocked out of his hands by Bartow. And Bartow touched it, but then that ball went off Cornally, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but it's going to be ruled for Cherry Ball.
You just got to go strong with that basketball. Don't let them slap it out of your hands.
Inbound to Arrett, going to dribble to the midcourt, feed it to Cornally. He'll circle around, pass to Sweeter, has to fight to save it. Soft pass and a steal. Bartow saw it coming. Bartow for the lay-in. Timeout, Carn City. 26 seconds to play. 58-52. Fort Cherry with the lead. This is a full timeout. Hello. Hope you're enjoying the action. We are two possessions away from a bonus basketball situation.
Well, and Fort Cherry, all they have to do is inbound the basketball. I mean, just get the ball in, protect it, be strong with it. You know they're going to try to steal it. They're going to try to come at you, probably get a quick steal on a trap. If not, they're going to foul right away. And then you go to the line, and you knock down free throws. If you can do that, you're walking away with a victory.
Now, Fort Cherry has only shot 8 free throws in the game.
Contrast that with 24 shots and 19 makes by the Gremlins.
Well, the Rangers have designed whatever it is they want to do and can run the baseline. Sieg got to get it in and able to get it to Arrett. He'll feed it to Bouchelle, to Sieg, lob it across near side. Arrett across the timeline, dribbles out of that, and a blocking foul going to be called on Colson Ritzert.
Yeah, and you want the basketball in the hands of your best player, and there is no debating that. It's Derek Arrett. He has been sensational here this afternoon.
Arrett to the foul line to shoot 2.
I have him with 25 points, Bob.
Indeed. Free throw is short and goes begging off. The board has 23 for Arrett.
I still want him at the line. I still want him with the ball in his hands.
And they have Bouchelle with 4, and I disagree.
Yeah.
Arrett missed the first free throw, second one in flight, and it is good. 59-52 with 19 seconds remaining. Three ball, Bailey. It hits the side of the backboard. Bouchelle's going to rebound it, and a foul going to be called on the Gremlins, and Corey Bouchelle's going to go to the stripe.
Yeah, and that's going to be it. I mean, there's no way. The Rangers are going to walk away with a hard-fought victory. Great job. And it was Derek Arrett getting things going in the right direction with his offensive ability and able to make shots. He made some difficult ones too, Bob.
37-22 second half advantage for the Fort, including 17-10 in the third. Bouchelle, nothing but net on the first free throw.
That third quarter has been very advantageous for the Washington County teams.
Bouchelle at the stripe. Second one also good. 11 seconds to play. Bartow, lob it to the corner. Callahan, nice ball fake, kick it out. Kramer, three ball in flight off the rim, no good. Rebound Cornally, and Fort Cherry comes to Carn City and survives to advance. Fort Cherry 61, Carn City 52. A recap coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Partner, I need your sheets there for a moment. And I see what I'm missing, at least partially. And your X is the foul shot make, correct?
That is correct.
All right. That will be exactly what I needed then.
Well, Coach Briggs was rather subdued in the second half because of the technical, but got the job done here this afternoon. And really nice win for them because this game could have gone the other direction, Bob.
Well, and it was going the other direction for a long time.
It really was. And it was the third quarter that turned things around. And it was, I think, the insertion of Matt Sigg was huge. He had 9 points here this afternoon. And his overall play, his quickness, his athletic ability. But, man, oh, man, Derek Arrett. Whew.
I'm not often a fan of technicals.
I'm not either.
But I want to go back to the technical foul. And my book shows after the two free throw makes, the Gremlins had taken a 10-point lead.
That's correct.
From there, Fort Cherry outscores the Gremlins. They flip it around and go up to win by nine. And I'm going to get Eugene Briggs to untape that and pull that microphone up. I'm going to get a chance to chat with the head coach. All right. The technical, we were just talking about that. Were you out on the floor? Were you?
No, I said, you're letting them do whatever they want.
And he gave you a
I was shocked that was a technical, but that's sort of how it was going at that point, you know.
After the free throws, you were down 10,
yeah.
26-16. What's different from that point on?
Well, the first half of the game, give them all the credit in the world, they kept it in their ball game. They packed in that zone, dared us to shoot. And we just were kind of hesitant to shoot. Shots wouldn't fall. And they just sat there. And then you say, well, don't just take the three. Now you're getting nothing. And, you know, they just did a good job protecting the ball, too. But then at halftime, I said, look, there's no adjustments here. You're just supposed to play our game. You play our game, it'll be much like it was against Northgate. You know, you'll tie it up at the end of the third, and then open everything up in the fourth, and that's what they did.
I was really impressed with the Gremlins' defense. Active hands, packed it in the zone. We try to penetrate. There's two and three hands reaching for the ball. Really impressed.
Yeah. Well, you just look at it. You make a couple threes like we normally do early. They're not doing that. You know, and then Derek's normally, like he took over, though, in the fourth like he always does. You know, he had a terrible, terrible first half.
But then
he didn't let it bother him. He kept on playing.
I'm going to object. I'm going to say he had a terrible first quarter, maybe. Not first half. He had 13 points in the second quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems different when you're sitting over. Like,
well,
things
you had
just
to
won't
sit.
Go.
How was that? Yeah. You had to sit after the tee.
Yeah.
That's different.
You didn't look very comfortable.
No, I'm not very good at sitting down. Of course, we got a nice little boost today with Matt Sigg in there. You know, just the way he covers ground.
He's awfully impressive.
He just
impressive.
Makes a difference.
He was on the bench for a little while in that fourth, and then all of a sudden he gets a steal and a layup, and just he's a player.
Yeah, well, athlete. Athlete that makes plays out there that just, you know, most of us can't make.
You know, that what you just said, athlete, you know, sometimes we talk about he's a he's a football player. He's a baseball player. He's an athlete playing basketball. Would that be fair?
That's correct.
All right. Sometimes we look at guys that they're basketball players. He's not. He's an athlete playing basketball, and that's a huge help for you.
But surprisingly, he shoots the ball pretty well, too.
Well, he knocked down a big three there. Yeah. I mean, that's important.
Well, this last 12 games where he was sitting, you know, during practice, he was shooting. He probably got more shots up in the last few weeks than he ever did in his life. So his shooting got a little sharper.
One more question, and I'll let you go, Coach. Eugene Briggs, Fort Cherry Rangers. Any danger in putting him back in the mix in your first playoff game? I mean, he hasn't played for a while. Any danger in chemistry, flow, whatever you're doing?
We tested that in two scrimmages this week. We went against Rochester and Manesson. And I guess it's different. When you have a shooter ball handler that hasn't played, athletes, you plug them in and they're an athlete. You know what I mean? And it just – and the things he does, he doesn't have to have the ball. He goes and gets the ball. You know, and everyone else sort of plays off that. I mean, the other kids are still getting their shots and their plays. You don't have to – it's not a situation where he gets in and takes away shots from anybody. Everyone still gets theirs, you know.
Congratulations, we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thanks.
Thanks very much. Fort Cherry head coach Eugene Briggs after the win here this afternoon. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I was so bad at basketball that they told me I should try wrestling, and then I never won a match in wrestling, so how bad at basketball must I be?
Nah.
Derek Arrett didn't have a very good first half in Coach Briggs' summation. I'd like to have a not good first half and score 13 points in a playoff game.
Listen, he played really well. I mean, I get what he's saying, but here's his point that I think is really important, Bob. If I could just expound on this. When you insert Matt Sagg, what you do is you elevate your defense. I thought their defensive effort was the difference. Yeah, you had to make shots, but you got shots because how you were stealing the basketball, creating turnovers, and creating opportunities off your defense. And Matt Sagg certainly added to that. But the play of, Derek Arrett. Wow, what a highlight film.
Indeed. 0 in the opening quarter, 13 in the second, 5 in the third, 8 more in the fourth. Hit 3 threes today. I have Arrett just 1 of 3 at the foul line in the game, but
that's his only negative. I mean,
that's
really
it.
Everything else was so positive, and I like him more and more every time I see him play.
Derek Arrett, our player of the game. Let's check the rest of the scoring. Arrett with 26. Blake Sweeter finishes with 14 for the Rangers. Matt Sieg with 9. I have 6 for Shane Cornelli, 4 for Corey Bouchel, and a deuce for Jack Kitzmiller. Fort Cherry 9 of 12 at the stripe in the ball game. On the other side, 14 points for the big man Shane Peters, but the Rangers did a really nice job holding him to just 6 after the break and only 2 in that decisive fourth quarter. Jacob Callahan had 11, Luke Kramer with 10, saddled with foul trouble as Cornelli was for the Rangers. Tate Bailey finished the game with 8, 6 for Hobie Bartow, and 2 for Cole Johnston. The Gremlins, 18 of 24 at the foul line. Fort Cherry improves to 21-6, moves on to the state second round against the winner of the West Branch Sarah Catholic game. That game set to tip at 3 o'clock at West Branch. I believe that game's at West Branch. I know they are entitled to host, and yes, that is listed at West Branch, the District 6 champion. Carn City season comes to an end. They suffered the back-to-back losses after a 9-game winning streak had built them to 21-6. But back-to-back losses end the season for the Gremlins here this afternoon. Carn City 13-7 advantage in the first, 17-15 in the second. to finish the half at an 8-point lead, 30-22. But the Rangers outscoring Carn City 17-10 in the third and 22-12 in the final period of today's game to get the 9-point win. Today's game here on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network has been brought to you by the law firm of Gordon and Rees. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. State championship wrestling action continues this afternoon at the Giant Center in Hershey and on the WJPA Sports Network. Mark Uriah working his 41st and final state championship coverage, partnered along with Greg Warnock and Greg Smith for all the action. The finals coming up at 4 o'clock on WJPA AM and online. Our basketball crew will be heading off to the shores of Lake Erie, where the 5A girls from Cathedral Prep will host the Trinity Hillers late this afternoon. Airtime scheduled for 5:45 on WJPA-FM, online at WJPA.com, and video on the subscription at the NFHS Network. Our thanks to both head coaches, Eugene Briggs and Zach Keppel, to Josh Williams and the crew here at Carn City. For our Washington studio producer, G Wiz George, floor director, Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita on camera, and my partner, Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the PIAA 2A boys first round action, your final score, Fort Cherry 61, Carn City 52. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.